Pinna!
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of a boy with a strange new power.
I had the craziest dream last night. Then it sort of came true.
This is the story of a mysterious girl who appears in those dreams.
We've been waiting a long time for you.
You have? Who's we?
This is the story of the people who are trying to make sense of it all.
Is there a name for them?
They're called Dream Breachers.
Are they dangerous?
Dream Breachers.
Feel free to leave us a message and tell us about your dream. We catalog every dream we hear about and study them, so share yours with us in the name of science. Here comes the beep.
First of all, it was all his idea. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. Can we just tell them about the dream?
Sure.
So we're identical twins. And we both had the same dream last night. That's never happened before. We dreamed we decided to switch classes in school, like to prank our teachers. So we did the basic switch of jackets and backpacks, and did our hair a little different. This was in the dream, I mean. And it was totally working. But then, all of a sudden, the principal was suspicious of us and pulled us out of class and started asking us all these questions. Like, what's the meaning of life? And do you like cheese? And can you stand on one foot and tap your head and rub your stomach? And he answered wrong and couldn't do the belly thing. Yes, I could. It was you. You said I like cheese, and everyone knows I don't like cheese. Who knows you don't like cheese? Name one person who isn't mom or dad who knows that. Anyway, we ended up in detention, and it was all his fault. Your fault! Your fault! Your fault! Who doesn't like cheese?
Ian! Eli!
We're on the phone, Mom!
I know. I'm listening. It was just a dream. Or two dreams. Whatever.
Happy hump day to all students. And don't forget that permission slips for the 8th grade field trip to the planetarium are due Friday. This trip is going to be out of this world.
Evan, hey, how'd it go?
Oh, hey, Marco. Hey, Emmy.
Hey, did you return the car?
Nope. I tried to. Or tried to try. But it didn't work. But I found this in my jeans this morning. I was wearing these jeans in last night's dream, if that makes any sense.
A marble?
Yup.
You brought a marble out of your dreams? You went from a dog, to a car, to a phone, to cold hard cash, to a marble.
That is some serious backsliding.
Sorry, but I mean, it wasn't my goal to bring back a marble. It just came with me? I don't remember how I got it. And I mean, look at it. It's pretty cool. It's got all these gold swirls inside it and this cool symbol etched into it.
Oh, wow. It's like a tiny golden ribbon of glass inside of it. Oh, and yeah, it's got like two crescent moons etched in?
Yeah, that's what I see too. With a line through them and connecting them.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. For a marble.
Oh, and Anna was there. She said she'd been waiting for me. It got all weird at the end. We were at the zoo and the monkeys just wouldn't stop making noise and then... Well, then I don't remember how it ended. Maybe because my alarm went off.
Well, did you look up the Dream Academy? What did you find out?
With everything going on, I haven't had a chance.
How are we even friends?
I have a free period later. I'll go to the library and hop on a computer and see what I can find out.
Look who it is.
I tried already.
Well, then today you have to look harder.
I'm not going to find it, Mom.
Well, who's going to pay for a new retainer?
I don't know.
Just find it. Now go. I'm late for a meeting with the principal.
All right. Jeez, Mom.
You could probably help him, you know.
What? How?
Dream up a new retainer.
I guess, but why should I? He's been such a jerk to me.
Morning, Henry.
Morning.
You got in early.
Yep.
How'd you sleep?
Like a baby.
Ah, woke up every few hours crying.
Very funny.
Any good dreams on the hotline?
Couple of twins had the same dream.
Oh, cool.
I'm logging it now.
Great.
Hey, I meant to ask you.
Hmm?
How long has the Dream Academy even existed? I mean, you said you were here 3 years, but I never heard of it before I saw the job posting.
It was founded around the time of the first known breacher, so a little over a decade ago.
Oh, wow. So around 10 years? That's still pretty new. Like, it never happened before that, dream breaching?
Not that we're aware of.
Interesting. And who was the first breacher?
The way I heard it, there was a woman. Her name was Helen, who desperately wanted a baby, but for whatever reason, it wasn't happening. So one night, she ended up having a baby in a dream.
That must have been a hard one to shake when she woke up.
Well, that's the thing. She brought her newborn child back to the real world.
What?
That was the dream that ripped open the breach between dreams and reality.
So, that is a great story, but it's not possible.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just Dream Breacher lore or legend, but it absolutely has been confirmed that Breachers are real.
How?
Well, that information hasn't been shared with me in detail, but there's definitely evidence of breaching in some of the dreams people have called in, and also the director knows it to be true.
You're a very trusting person, Naya.
Nothing wrong with that.
So if that story about this Helen person is true, which I highly doubt, what happened to the kid? The baby that was born in a dream and became real.
Well, I have two theories. One is that the work we're doing here, you and I, and the assignments the director gives us are in part about looking for clues to try and find out what happened to the child.
And the other theory?
That the director knows, but just hasn't told me.
So the dream child would be a tween now. Are there any other leads?
Only that their mother wouldn't be alive.
What do you mean?
The original breacher, Helen. The story is that she died that same night.
That's awful, Naya.
I know. Imagine wanting something so badly.
Can any breacher do that? Like, create life?
Oh, no. Not at all. She was the most powerful ever.
Or at least so far.
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, nothing.
Evan!
Emmy!
Shh! Come over here. I found out some stuff about the Dream Academy. It's definitely a real place, Evan. They study dreams. There's a hotline people call to leave descriptions of their dreams, and they have a huge database, apparently going back 12 years. So seriously, how does a girl you dreamed about know the phone number for a real place?
I don't know.
Shh! And you're sure you didn't hear about it before and then dream about it? Like, maybe you saw an ad for it and your subconscious remembered the number? I'm still wondering the same thing about the man in black. Like, maybe you saw him somewhere before.
I'm pretty sure I didn't.
But it's not possible that you saw him for the first time in a dream. I'm sure I've read it somewhere that you can only ever dream about people you've already met or seen. Your brain just doesn't know how to invent a person.
You're forgetting that I dreamed about a dog and a car, and then brought them home.
True. I'm just having a hard time wrapping my head around it all.
Me too. So what now?
I'll keep digging.
Great. Shh. Does the librarian realize how loud our shushing is? Let's talk later. I know it's a few blocks out of your way, but do you want to walk home with me and Marco so we can just talk more? Or just talk at all?
Sure.
But first, volleyball. Ugh.
Ugh. Ugh. Ugh. And the loser loses again.
Ugh.
Easy, Will. Hey, Evan, that serve was pretty solid. Have you been practicing? Good work.
Thanks, Coach. Okay, Amy, tell Marco what you found out.
Yeah, tell me.
Okay, so people call up the Dream Academy and tell them about dreams, and they log it all looking for insights and patterns.
So should Evan call them again and not hang up this time?
I don't know. The domain registry is all weird. Like, usually you can see the name of the person or company that registered a website, but with them, it's just weird initial stuff. There was a chatbot on the website that popped up and said, "Tell us about your dream," and I made something up, but it was obviously just AI. I sent them an email from a fake account I made up, and it bounced. Not sure what that's about, except I'm feeling suspicious.
That was smart you didn't use your own email. And if you're suspicious, I'm suspicious. Even if I don't know what half of the stuff you just said means.
Oh boy.
Who was that? What's that noise?
It's a bee, Evan.
Oh jeez. No, no. Where is it? Is it on me?
Just take a deep breath and remember how important bees are to the ecosystem.
Run! Run! It's coming for me! Ah! Oh, Jesus! Leave me alone!
You're joking, right?
He's not joking.
They're not interested in you, Evan. But this... what you're doing now? Freaking out? That's gonna get you stung.
Oh, I'm gonna get stung. I know it. What if I'm allergic? What if I die?
That's not going to happen.
It flew away, Evan. You're okay. Calm down.
That was hard to watch.
Oh, that was hard to live. Okay. Okay. Calming down now. Oh, so, like Marco was saying before I was harassed by nature, do you think I should call them again? The Dream Academy?
I'm thinking not yet.
I'm thinking we should scope it out.
Exactly.
And, like, not tell them about your powers until we know more about them.
You think we should go there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tomorrow after school?
Okay, definitely. What's that?
Weather alert.
I got it, too. Some fast-moving rainstorm heading our way. Soon. Like, we're gonna get slammed in about 3 minutes.
Yikes. I guess we should pick up the pace.
Sorry, guys. I've got the furthest to go, so I'm out of here.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Dude, you okay? I'm gonna cut through the Nelson's yard to mine.
Yeah, go, go.
See ya.
Oh, come on. Already? Ugh. What? Oh, jeez. Knock me in the bushes, why don't you? Jerk! Oh, that was a prickly bush, too. Ow!
Evan, that you? Hurry, we need help.
Mom? What's going on?
Bring up as many pots and pans as you can carry.
The roof is leaking everywhere.
Okay, on it. Where are you guys?
In here.
Here, here! Oh, wow! That's a lot of water! What happened?
Can't get out to have a look while it's pouring like this. My guess is a branch fell. Hard. You see anything?
No, sorry.
Sounds like it's letting up. Evan, what happened to you?
Well, a car honked at me and I sort of dove into a bush.
Go clean up, okay? We have this handled, I think.
Yeah, just calling back. I'm one of the twins from earlier, and I just wanted to say again that it was totally my brother's fault. Who doesn't like cheese?
I think we need another pot up here, Dad. Dad?
A new roof is going to be expensive.
Maybe they can just patch it.
The roof's old, honey. We're lucky it lasted this long.
Terrible timing. We don't exactly have the money just sitting around. I mean, we've been saving for that trip, but I...
Fine, I know. We'll figure something out. Did Evan head up to bed already?
He did. Seems so tired lately. I'm a little worried.
Nah. He's just growing, probably. Needs the extra sleep. I'll run up and say goodnight.
Give him a kiss for me.
Oh!
Good night, Evan.
Good night, Dad. I'm having a panic attack. I've got to get out of here, Emmy.
You have a head-to-toe protective V-suit on.
I know, but I just can't. I've got to get away.
They can smell your fear, Evan.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dreams for sale, dreams for sale. Hey kid, wanna buy a dream?
I don't get it. What's with the marbles?
Not just any marbles. I've got Kilners here. Dreams inside them.
Kilners? What kind of dreams?
Yeah, kid, Kilners. The real deal. No Akrons here.
You're not making sense.
Your red swirly ones are your swooners, about love. And your blue swirls are criers, about loss. Your Clearys, the see-through ones, show you something from the past more clearly. And your cat's eyes, those green ones there with the cool design inside them, they show you something about the future.
Oh, cool. But how do they work?
You put a Kilner under your pillow and go to sleep. And wait for the show.
All right, how much for that bag of 10 different ones?
For you, kid, no charge.
Cool, thanks. Hey, what do golden swirly marbles do?
Oh, there's only one of those, kid. I think that's one of the finder's keeper's Kilners that only work for the person who finds it, so I couldn't sell it anyway. Oh, wait, maybe that's the silver one you have to find. Anyway, the golden Kilner. Now people would kill to know where that one is. Wait. You seen it?
Step right up, folks. The Dream World Carnival has something for everyone.
Okay, riders. Keep your arms in the car at all times and please secure your valuables. This one's a screamer!
Wait, I'm afraid of heights. Let me off!
Sorry, too late. Enjoy the ride!
Why is it going so high? What kind of ride is this?
Just a tower drop.
A tower drop? How is that a thing? Wake up! Let me off!
Oh, you're freaking everybody out, dude! Quit it!
But I'm afraid of heights. I don't want to be up here.
Well, can you keep quiet about it at least? Here comes the drop! It'll be over soon.
Wait, where am I?
It's a fun house, kid. Go have some fun.
I just want out.
Only way out is through.
Horse is not good enough for your carousel?
What? Oh gosh. I like cryptozoology, I guess.
Is that a kraken?
Yes.
And Bigfoot?
Yes.
Cool. Anyway, please tell me you didn't bring it back here.
The gold Kilner, you mean? That's what it is, right?
Good. You know about Kilners. Now listen.
Why should I listen to you? I don't even know you.
He's coming for you, Evan. When you see him, you need to run. Or even better, wake up.
Why? Who? Where are you going?
Just keep the Kilner safe. When the time is right, I'll tell you more.
What? Luna?
Hey, that's the kid that took my car!
Evan!
She warned me you'd be coming again!
What? No, you don't understand.
Leave me alone! Oh. Anna gave me the marble. Wait, the Kilner! Oh, I gotta start writing this stuff down. Red, swirly swooners, about love. Blue, criers, about loss. Clearies, they show you something from the past. They show you something from the past more clearly. And cat's eyes, the future. Kilners, and Akrons. Oh, what the heck are Kilners and Akrons? Oh, jeez, I have a whole bag of them now. But wait, where's the golden one? Oh, and that one is a finder's keeper, so only the person who finds it can use it. Oh, my head hurts.
Dreams for sale, dreams for sale. Pop one under your pillow and wait for the show. He was really working it. He had like different names for the different colored marbles. You ever heard of anything like that before?
A marble dream, bingo.
Wait, that's a thing. Dreams inside marbles. This is another stretch.
Well, as I've said, I hired you in part for your healthy skepticism, Henry, but yes, we have a lot of dreams in the database that mention the marbles. We even have a few of the marbles in the Dream Academy safe in the back.
Which ones? Have you ever tried one?
Oh, like they tell me. And no, I haven't tried one. First of all, only the director has the safe combination. Uh-huh. And second of all, they don't work for non-breachers.
Hmm.
Anyway, most of the marbles out there are just regular marbles. They call those Akrons.
Why Akrons? Like the city.
Yes. Akron, Ohio used to be the marble manufacturing capital of the world.
Hmm.
There are only a limited number of actual dream marbles, but some breachers, the bad kind, started just bringing in the regular marbles and selling them. So it's hard to know what's real and what's fake.
And the real ones, where did they come from?
The original breacher, Helen, was an artist, a glassblower. She used to make these beautiful, elaborate glass sculptures. And the dream where she had the baby and brought it back to the real world, it caused some kind of powerful rupture and an explosion in her workshop. And the marbles were there when she woke up with the baby. Eventually, they started calling them kilners. Kiln, like an oven and all.
Yeah, I gotcha. That is one wild story.
Yes, it is. There are four main categories, and then a lot of unique kilners, too. There's a book about them all in the safe as well.
Fascinating. How did she realize there were dreams inside of them?
I actually don't know. What on earth? No one ever comes here. Can you see who it is?
Just some kids.
Oh, yeah, we're not gonna answer that. But we better tell the director that some kids are poking around.
Why do you think they're here?
Henry, get away from the window.
But don't you want to see who they are and why they came?
Not without permission. No, that's not how it works.
Okay, okay.
No one's there.
Why would the office of the Dream Academy be above a clock shop in an old building that looks like it used to be someone's house?
I don't know. Maybe so it doesn't call attention to itself. Does it matter?
This was dumb. I have more important things to do.
Like what?
Like figure out how to help my parents with the fact that our roof has a million leaks. I mean, I can't exactly bring a roof from my house out of my dream and just plop it on there. And we already decided that bringing money back is just wrong.
Maybe in this case it would be okay though.
But then where do you draw the line? When is it okay and not okay? Why should Evan be able to dream up money, but not you or me?
Well, if you think of it that way, why should I help Will with a new retainer and not someone else?
Ah, I don't know. But in Will's case, maybe it'll feel good. Helping him? Love thy enemy and all that? And I think you could use a win right about now.
Maybe. Oh, I almost forgot. I woke up with these today.
Marbles?
The guy was selling them, but he gave me these ones for free. Said they're special marbles that have dreams inside them. He called them kilners, and he said something about Akron.
Ohio?
I guess.
Can I have one? I want to try. What do you do with it? Like rub it like a genie bottle?
You put it under your pillow before you go to bed. Each color is for a different kind of dream.
Cool. Like what kind of dreams?
I wrote it down when I woke up. Here, look. Red ones are swooners, about love. Blue swirls are criers, about loss. The see-through ones are clearies, and they show you something from the past more clearly. And the cat's eyes, those green ones, with the yellow and black in them, they show you something about the future.
Dude, I hear the words coming out of your mouth, but they simply do not make any sense. What the heck?
They all have the same symbol on them, Evan.
I know.
Are you going to try to use one?
I'm too scared, so no, not yet. But making things worse, I can't find that gold marble I had. The one I brought back from a dream a few nights ago. I looked everywhere this morning. Last night, Anna told me to keep it safe. She was the person who gave it to me. But I can't find it. She also warned me that someone's coming for me. Those were her exact words. And the guy who gave me these marbles told me that people would kill for the gold one. Then the man in black showed up again. And I woke up. Why would anyone be coming for me? Why is it all getting worse?
It'll turn up, Evan. I know it. Just stay calm.
When have I ever stayed calm?
Deep breaths, Evan. Deep breaths.
Dad? Dad?
Hello down there.
Why are you on the roof?
Not gonna fix itself.
Shouldn't you call, a roofer? How did you even get up there?
Very carefully. The real question is, how am I gonna get down?
Nate, who are you talking to?
Evan's home.
Well, send him around back.
Your mother's in the backyard.
Thanks, Dad. You let him up there?
He was very insistent. Rain in the forecast.
All right. I've got the tarp on. I think that'll buy us some time.
Is it going to be a lot of money, Mom?
Afraid so. Maybe we'll take that tropical vacation next year, now that we've got ourselves a rainforest inside the house.
Maybe. Hey, Mom?
Yeah?
You haven't seen that gold marble I had the other day, have you?
No. Why?
Oh, no reason.
Hey, hon?
Yeah?
How do you think I should get down?
Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad. I'm gonna read and then go to bed.
Good night.
Good night, honey.
Are you kidding me? There's a drip over my bed.
Ugh. The tarp must be redirecting the flow.
I'm just gonna sleep on the couch in the den.
Okay, I guess. Oh, and Evan, I thought you said Emmy's stepdad was coming for the car today.
Oh, he's coming tonight for sure. I'm putting the key in the mailbox.
I thought you were giving Emmy the key at school.
Yeah, we just totally forgot.
Well, okay then.
Good night, kiddo. We'll try to get the roof fixed ASAP, okay?
Sure, Dad. No worries. Oh, return the car. Return the car.
Evan. What?
Oh, nothing, Dad. Good night.
Would you please welcome to the stage, Evan Rickert and the Bad Dreams!
I had the bed last night! Everything was cool! Kids are pretty boring! Fuck up to study for a test at school! And so I just spent the evening hours running for my life! Woke up in a sweat, holding in a butter knife!
No! I'm already scared of enough things!
Evan!
Go away! She warned me about you!
Why are you running?
Do you see the zombies?
I mean from me! Just stop!
Well, stop when you stop chasing me! Wake up! Wake up! Wake up now! Mom? Dad? Who's there?
You left me no choice. You were running and I had to follow.
What are you doing here? How did you even... Don't come any closer! I have a butter knife and I know how to use it!
Why are you afraid of me?
Anna warned me. You know Anna, right? She said you were after me. Why?
I'm not after you. I'm here to protect you.
From what?
Right now, I'm mostly trying to protect you from yourself.
What does that even mean?
I'll tell you what you need to know tomorrow.
Tell me now!
Evan? Who are you talking to? Are they here for the car? What time is it?
If you give me the car key, I can handle that for you.
You do that?
Of course.
The key's in the mailbox.
I'll grab it on my way out. Just please, can you stay out of trouble until morning?
How am I supposed to do that?
By staying awake.
But it's like 4 a.m.
Evan?
I've gotta go.
Tomorrow, you'll tell me what's going on. Promise?
I promise.
If you're there, pick up. Hello? Can you hear me? Like, is this an old school answering machine? Hello? Or a voicemail? Anyway, I know you're there. Well, not now, because it's the middle of the night. I couldn't sleep. But we were there today. I saw movement at the window when I came by with my friends. I want to know who you are and why you wouldn't answer the door. My friend and I have questions. Like, how did he get this power? And are killers real? And how could a girl that Evan dreamed about know your phone number? How? And who is she? We want answers, and we want them now.